listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Welcome to another episode. Today I wanted to talk about tax reform at the state level. We've talked about tax reform several times as it applies to the federal level, but Iowa now has its legislature in session, and tax reform is going to be one of the top priorities of the legislature as well as our governor. To discuss this, I had a conversation with Chris Engsted, who's the president of Iowans for Tax Relief. I wanted to hear what their legislative priorities were for 2018. Then I also want to discuss what Governor Kim Reynolds had to say about tax reform during her Condition of the State address today. Before we get to that, first a word from one of our sponsors, American Principles Project.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
And we're back. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Engsted of Iowans for Tax Relief.
Well, hey, Chris, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. I just wanted to first ask you, you know, where does Iowa stand as far as our corporate tax environment as well as our personal tax environment?
Yeah, really with both of those, we're at the top of the list and not in a good way. We have the highest corporate income tax rates in the country, and I think Iowa has the second highest individual income tax rates in the Midwest. And as this is a competitive world we live in, Iowans and Iowa businesses are not done any favors by the current Iowa tax code and those high rates.
Okay. So ideally, you know, the legislature is now in session. Where would you, what would you like to see the legislature accomplish in terms of tax reform this session?
Yeah, we've got a number of priorities to address that. I mean, aside from just being the taxpayer's voice at the Capitol and trying to represent them among all the special interests in whatever form that may take, our main priorities are no tax increases. Not only do we have high rates, but ultimately the tax burden on Iowa families and Iowa businesses is too high, and we don't see a need for the government to take more money from Iowans. Mm-hmm. We want the tax code overall to be reformed, and there's a lot of reform, simplification, modernization that can take place, and those would all be good things. But ultimately, the number one thing that reform should do is actually reduce the tax burden on Iowans, especially Iowa's hardworking middle class. Because we've got these high tax rates, we've got a number of credits available to both families and businesses. We probably have too many credits, and so we need an honest review and accounting of all of those credits and determine which ones are really worthwhile and if they're all effective and meeting the intent. And then the last thing that we'll be working on specifically is taking the next step in getting a expenditure limit placed into the Iowa Constitution.
Okay, so state law basically says right now it's 99%, right?
That's correct. Okay. But where we think the amendment would be helpful is one, the amendment that was proposed and passed by the Senate last year, and we hope the House passes this year, would include that same 99% limit, but it would also cap the spending growth to the lesser of that 99% or 4% above the previous year. And where that matters is as it's worked out since like 2012, if we would have had that 99% or the 4% cap, we would have spent about $500 million less in this state. So we think that's important. And additionally, once you put it into the Constitution, it would take another vote by the people to remove it. Mm-hmm. Right now, that 99% limitation is just in code. And really, any legislature in the future could just rewrite the code and get rid of that that spending cap. So we think it's important to put that into the Constitution.
Okay. So let's talk about the tax reform. Well, first of all, you mentioned that they don't take more money away. Are we at risk of that this year?
You hear from different interest groups, whether it be newspaper editorial boards or various groups that talk about different, let's just call them sin taxes. And so, we've heard groups and even legislators, frankly, talk about, well, geez, think of the problems we could solve if we raise taxes on cigarettes, if we put a special tax on sugary drinks, sort of a soda tax.
Yeah.
Same thing with beer and wine. And one, you shouldn't use tax policy as a, a way to fix all your problems. Taxes really should just be limited to generating, money for the essential functions of government, not social engineering.
But, right.
People, look, they'd want to use these revenue, revenue credit, these things for good programs. The reality is we collect enough money already. Our legislators don't need to find new streams of revenue. They just need to prioritize their spending within what we're already giving them.
Right. Well, Iowa recently raised the gas tax about a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did that solve the problem to their satisfaction, do you think? I mean,
So thankfully there haven't been any additional discussions that we've been aware of to come back to that. But there have been some smoke signals, so to speak, about, geez, wouldn't it be great if we could get some more, or, with cars becoming more fuel efficient and such, we may need to adjust that tax upwards so we can keep funding all of the spending that generates.
Yeah, anybody talking about increasing user fees? Not taxes, mind you, but user fees?
Yeah, that's always a debate, too. If it's truly a user fee and it's limited to the specific purpose and it's a reasonable increase, that's one thing to at least consider. The danger is when we, kind of try to expand the definition of what a user fee is, and that's really just a backdoor increase to raise taxes.
Right. I've heard the gas tax referred to as a user fee, and I'm like, okay. I suppose if you don't drive and never, purchase gas, but
look, at the end of the day, the state collects a lot of money from us. Instead of finding ways for the state to collect more money from us, we need to find ways to prioritize the spending within the funds they already get.
Okay, well, one thing we've been encountering over the past couple of years is the Revenue Estimating Conference comes back, mm-hmm. and saying, hey, we're behind where we projected,
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Does Iowa have a revenue problem?
No, we continue to collect more and more. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And so as long as we continue to believe we can keep spending more and more dollars, you're going to keep putting pressure on the revenue streams. And if we have the slow growth that we're having and revenue can't keep pace with spending, then that becomes an issue. Again, it's just, what solution do you think is best? Do you think we should turn to the taxpayer and collect more and more of their money?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we put government on a little bit of a diet and say, we're not going to give you more. You've got to prioritize your needs and how you want to spend our money.
Okay. Let's go back to one of your first priorities, and that's tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, were able to get everything that you wanted, what do you think? What do you think? Let me ask you this. I guess, what do you think is realistic this year? What kind of, what would tax reform look like this year? What's our best scenario?
The best scenario is that we come up with a plan to keep spending in check, and therefore lay out a plan that reduces the rates and the burden on everybody. It's up to our legislators to make the budget work and make those things fit together. So take a real keen eye on spending. Prioritize what you've got, cut or at least hold the growth where you can, and really put government on a diet so that Iowa's middle class and Iowa's businesses can keep more of their own money in their own pockets, so they can decide how to spend it, not send it to Des Moines.
Just what is the current income tax rate for personal income tax?
The top individual rate is 8.98%, and the top corporate rate is 12%. And like I said, that corporate rate's the top in the country, and that individual rate is the second highest within the Midwest.
Okay. Has anyone been floating any numbers around in terms of a bill, what they would like to see that drop to?
I have not seen or heard anybody put a marker on a number.
Okay. Any chance that we're going to be able to get any bipartisan support behind tax reform measure this session?
Boy, it's hard to, from what legislators have said publicly, it's hard to find much they agree on. The one area of agreement sometimes is tax credits. And again, we would say tax credits, some are worthy, some probably are not. To the extent you found tax credits that maybe should be wound down or limited or reduced, you know, legislators on both sides of the aisle can agree on that. Some would say whatever money is saved there should be returned to the taxpayer. Others would say then take that savings and fund additional programs. And so that's about as far publicly of agreement that I've seen so far.
Okay. All right. So basically, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before I let you go?
You know, I think the important thing as this debate heats up is some folks who are against tax cuts will ask the question, how do you want to pay for tax cuts? And that's a terrible narrative. You don't pay for tax cuts, since all a tax cut really does is allow people and businesses to keep more of what's theirs. The legislature does need to make the state's budget work, and so any reduction in the actual tax burden that we put on Iowans should be done in conjunction with controlling spending. I think that's the narrative. Let people keep more of their own money, control government spending. And I think that really generates the pro-growth formula that Iowa needs.
All right. Well, hey, Chris, thank you so much for taking time to discuss this with us. Hopefully things turn out well this session.
Great. Thanks for having us, Shane.
Hey, take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with audio from Governor Kim Reynolds' Condition of the State Address in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a life insurance plan that makes sense for you, call my friend Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. That's Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
And we're back. I wanted to play a clip from Governor Kim Reynolds' Condition of the State Address this morning. Here she talks about tax reform.
Last month, Congress passed historic tax reform, legislation that gives significant tax cuts to working-class Iowans and gives even greater relief for families who are raising children. Across the board, in virtually every income bracket, Iowans will see relief. And for that, I want to thank Congress and the President, because every day I meet Iowans who tell me that no matter how hard they work, they're still treading water and struggling to make ends meet. But here's the thing. Because of an outdated provision in Iowa's tax code, Iowans will see a tax increase if we don't pass tax reform at the state level. Iowa is one of only three states that allow taxpayers to deduct their federal taxes. And while that might sound like a good thing, right now it's not. It creates complexity, and worse, it means that when your federal taxes go down, your Iowa taxes go up. And it often punishes those who we want to help the most. With federal deductibility in place, when the federal government cuts taxes for working class families, Iowa raises taxes on those same families. When the federal government cuts taxes for farmers and small businesses, Iowa raises taxes on farmers and small businesses. And that's not just a hypothetical. It's what will happen if we don't act. Therefore, I'll be proposing a tax reform package that significantly reduces rates, modernizes our tax code, eliminates federal deductibility, and provides real tax relief for middle-class families, farmers, and small businesses. This is an opportunity to free us from decisions made in Washington, D.C., and simplify our tax code. And more importantly, Iowans will keep more of their hard-earned money. Like many of you, Kevin and I lived on a tight budget while raising our girls. We had to focus on priorities, making tough decisions on what we could and couldn't afford. It's no secret while working through some tough times with our state budget. So we have to focus on what we can afford. While I want to reduce our uncompetitive corporate taxes, this is not the year. In the meantime, I'll be creating a bipartisan task force to analyze every tax credit and come back with recommendations prior to the next legislative session. That will provide the opportunity to address our corporate tax rate with a better understanding of the larger picture. It may take a multi-year effort, but we're going to completely reform our tax code.
Just a couple thoughts before I let you go today. First, her comments about the federal tax deductibility is something that I didn't even think about when Congress passed tax reform bill. She's absolutely 100% correct. With the federal government lowering income tax, that in effect will raise income tax for Iowans, so state income tax. So that makes income tax reform vital for the state this year. So hopefully that they can put something forward that's going to be a significant cut and do away with federal tax deductibility. We never used to want to do that because Iowa's tax rate was so high. We have one of the highest personal income tax rates in the Midwest, as you heard Chris Ingstead say earlier in this podcast. So that was something we always wanted, but now when they lower federal income tax, it suddenly becomes it's no longer an asset for us. So that's something that we need to address. I don't know what that's going to look like. I hope it is a significant cut. And another thing that she said that really struck me was the fact that they're putting corporate tax reform on hold and they're putting personal income tax reform ahead of corporate income tax reform. For those who want to accuse Governor Reynolds of being a chamber Republican because Governor Branstad was a chamber Republican, this kind of puts this kind of takes the wind out of the sails of people who want to do that. This probably does not necessarily make business special interest groups happy because before it seemed like all the Iowa legislature and Governor Branstad was interested in doing is helping out corporations and the business environment. Don't get me wrong, that needs to happen. But I think Iowans, it's vital that they focus on personal income tax this year if they're not ready to take on corporate income tax. And it sounds like they're going to be doing something that Iowans for Tax Relief has suggested, and that's a significant review of all the tax credits. Because believe me, we don't need all the tax credits. Personally, I want to see the corporate income tax lowered, possibly even get rid of it, and then also jettison all the tax credits. And that way we have an even playing field and we're actually practicing free market here in Iowa. And that way the state's no longer playing winners and losers, but everybody has a chance to see an impact with the tax structure here in Iowa, whether you are a small business owner, self-employed, or a larger corporation. So that'll be interesting to see what happens, something we're going to keep an eye on. Well, that concludes today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening to this podcast somewhere other than on our website, I'd encourage you to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. Again, that's caffeinatedthoughts.com. Or Google us at Caffeinated Thoughts. That'll show up right at the top of your search screen. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for our email updates. That way you don't miss a single article from us. Until next time, my friends, take care.